The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 90 of the Extra Mile Podcast. This is your host, Kevin. Today is November the 4th. And it's about 10:45 in the morning. Out for a really nice run in my neighborhood today. Really pleasant. Not a cloud in the sky. About 49 degrees, I think. So from a running perspective, it's pretty much perfect. My training is going pretty good. Still putting the miles in, 30 to 38 miles a week. I was actually supposed to be out today on a 15-mile run. I got some things I gotta take care of and won't have the time, so I'm gonna have to push it back a day or two. Today's a Friday. It's really tough for me to run long on weekends anymore with the little kitties up and running around like little wild people. So, probably do it on Monday. So what the heck, Kevin? You're not out running at lunch today. You're running at 10:30 in the morning from home. What's up? Well, my life has hit kind of a small snag that I thought I'd share. A couple weeks ago, I was notified that my job was being eliminated. So I was actually given a buyout package. And although I don't consider myself very old at all, I'm 54 years old. I have worked at this particular company all my working life, basically, since college, and have 32 years of service there, so officially on November the 1st, I retired. Now, you heard me talk about the little animals I have running around at home, so I'm not really retired. I've quickly found working with a career coach that I'm not unemployed, laid off, retired, or any of those. I'm actually in transition. How is that for political correctness? But I refuse to look at this as a bad thing. Why, you might ask? Well, a few reasons. First of all, I've worked in an industry that for the past 7 or 8 years has been on the decline. And if you have older children, by older I mean grown and have flown the coop, I pretty much blame them. Yeah, you heard me. Let me ask you this question. If you have children who have graduated high school and college and moved out of the house and are living on their own, do they have a home phone line? Yes or no? That noise you all heard was half my audience screaming, "No, they don't." Well, that was the issue with working for a very small telephone company here in Cincinnati. And for the past 7 or 8 years, being in the unenviable position of deciding whose lives I would turn upside down and have to release because of budget cuts. Because your kids are living with cell phones and not ordering home landlines anymore. Don't feel guilty, I'll be alright. So my point is, I've not enjoyed my job for some time, but I was in that spot with young children, decent income. I will put up with it so I can bring home that paycheck. My point is, I should have done something long ago to make myself happier. And since I chose not to, I'm looking at this as God's way of giving me a swift kick in the butt. So, that's one good thing. Another good thing is that I did receive a buyout, so I'll have a rather long runway to figure out what I want to be when I grow up. So I'm certainly not in the position, at least yet, of wondering how I'm going to pay the bills. And thirdly, I am completely resolved that my next career will include something I'm passionate about, something that I don't watch the clock all day long and live for the weekends. So, anyway, I just thought I'd share. My news is certainly not what I am looking at as bad news. I'll let you know how that goes. So instead of that 15 miler I had on my calendar today, I'm actually out doing, I don't know, between 5 and 6 at a 4-1 walk-run ratio. That's run 4 minutes and walk 1 minute. A couple days ago, on Wednesday, I ran a little bit longer than I have for a while, a little over 7 miles, and certainly faster than I'm used to running with no walk breaks. And that's because I did that run with my wife, who I affectionately call Snooky, since our recent vacation to the Jersey Shore. But she's certainly not bought into this Galloway stuff yet. My point is, Wednesday night, I was kind of sore and tired. So the next day, on Thursday, I went out a little bit sore again and backed it down, did 5 miles slower than normal, and used a 2-1 ratio. And when I got done, I felt great. And my point is, this Galloway stuff is, on one end, very strategic. I mean, if you're training it, Jeff will tell you exactly how fast to run and what ratios to run. But on the other hand, during your training, you can also make adjustments depending on how you feel, you know? Anyway, just thought I would share that plug for Run, Walk, Run. So I guess it's no surprise, since we find ourselves in early November, smack dab in the middle of marathon season, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere, that we'll have a lot of race updates from some various half marathons and full marathons, as well as some training updates. Pay particular attention to a couple training updates that will actually discuss some bumps in the road, some things that just didn't go as planned. And what I find most interesting about that is that the particular fellow runners didn't simply call to moan and groan about how things didn't go like they wanted. They learned something. And how cool that they not just learned something, but they bothered to call us all and share what they learned. Good stuff. So we'll chat ever so briefly after the good stuff, and you'll enjoy your extra mile.
Welcome from the news desk of the Runners Anonymous blog and YouTube page. In this episode, we're going to talk about race updates. The race updates are from Freedom's Run, Hartford Marathon, and the Amica Newport Marathon. And now to start off with item one, Freedom's Run. Okay. That was probably a little bit too dramatic, but it really was a fantastic race. As I'd mentioned before, Freedom's Run takes place in West Virginia. Actually, it mostly is in Southern Maryland, but it starts and ends in West Virginia, so it counts as a West Virginia marathon. You start in Harper's Ferry, you end in Shepherdstown. I've actually done an awful lot on my blog about all these races, so I'm going to give you the cliff notes on these, in the hopes that you'll actually go back to my blog at runnersanon.blogspot.com and actually read all of this, because I did spend an awful lot of time writing this stuff, so I hope somebody is reading this. But anyway, so here's the cliff notes. So marathon itself, about 20 of the 26 miles are actually in U.S. parks, so no traffic. It is probably one of the prettier marathons you'll ever run. Again, probably because 20% of it is in a U.S. park. A good 10 miles of it are on the C&O Trail, which is nothing but, nature all around you and the Potomac to your left. So that was really fantastic. The volunteers were great. Really can't say enough about the volunteers for any of these three races that I was in. Just always amazes me, you know, how many people will come out and support runners. It's just, I really can't say enough for these people. Hats off to you guys and gals. Anyway, back to Freedom's Run. So, of course, you run through the parks. Of course, the big thing is you run through the Antietam Battlefield, which is extremely hilly. I know there are people over on the West Coast or who live at altitude right now who are giggling at an East Coaster talking about hills, but by East Coast standards, these are hills. And they are relentless, and they are never-ending, and they're tough. They're tough. But they were a lot of fun. This race, though, ends at Shepherd University, which is in Shepherdstown. There's a shocker for you. And you actually end in the football stadium. So it's kind of cool. You get the little pseudo-Olympic feeling running into the stadium with the crowds cheering you on as you run in. Really very nice. And then they finish off, it's about a half-mile walk when you're done, but you go to this place, I can't for the life remember what it was called. I'm going to give it the wrong name, but it looks like a little Bavarian village. Sausages and beer, I guess, when you're done. So it was really a lot of fun. The only downside to this race, and again, nothing these folks could do about it, was the weather. It was 45 degrees, windy, and rainy. So this was a cold, cold marathon. I dressed appropriately for it, but, you know, it was cold. So, you know, hopefully they'll get better weather in the future. But, you know, even with 45 degrees wind and rain, it still was a pretty course, and I'm still extremely happy that I did it. So there's that. So 2 weeks later was the Hartford Marathon and the start of my marathon double. As I'd mentioned previously, I was planning on doing Hartford and Newport back-to-back, which I have never done before. So the Hartford Marathon, as it sounds, it takes place in Hartford, Connecticut, which is a city. So this is a city marathon. Hartford's not a particularly large city. You know, used to cities like New York City and Philadelphia and even Baltimore and Washington, D.C. are bigger kinds of cities. But Hartford's not really that big. The buildings are big, but the city itself is really not that big. The marathon itself had a very, very big feel to it. They actually had, get this correct, 14,000 people for the marathon. So that was a record for them. I'm not sure if that includes marathoners and half marathoners, but it was at least that. So again, it's a lot of people lining up and making their way to the starting line. So it was several minutes by the time that I got to the starting line. But you got a timing chip. It's all good. You get your time when you're done. For this marathon, I had decided that I really didn't want to take a chance of running too fast, so I went with a pacer. This was a large enough marathon to actually have pacers there. And if you've never had a chance to run with a pacer, I highly, highly recommend it. In addition to, you know, just having somebody else to talk to, and every pacer I've met really, really wants to talk, because they have to run at this pace whether they like it or not. Even if they're alone, they have to run at this pace because they've given their word they're going to do that. But aside from, you know, the companionship, it's nice to have, you know, you're kind of your mind free. You're not looking at your watch the whole time, because if you know you want to do a five-hour time and you're running with a five-hour pacer, you're going to do 5 hours. You can let the pacer worry about looking at their watch the whole time. You can just sit there and kind of enjoy the company and the marathon. So if you haven't had a chance to use a pacer, highly recommend you do that at least once so you can see what it's all about. My pacer, her name was Alicia. Hopefully I've got her name right. And, you know, as big a deal as my marathon double was and is, Alicia was doing something even bigger. She was running, actually in the process of finishing, 51 marathons in 52 weeks. She's doing every state, including DC, and then DC. She actually has a website, which is called racethestates.com. Highly advise you to go and check that out and see what my pacer looked like. Very nice lady. If you get a chance to meet her, highly recommend that too. Pretty much everything about Hartford was very nice. Of course, the weather was nice, 60 degrees and sun. They were talking about 40-mile-an-hour winds, but we never really saw that. Little bit of a breeze, but nothing that was not manageable. But just very nice crowds. You could really tell that Hartford was really psyched about this marathon. I've done marathons in cities before where it was quite obvious that the city didn't care. And that was really kind of depressing to run through pretty empty streets. So that wasn't the case in Hartford, though. These people were jazzed about this marathon and let every marathoner know they were happy that you were there taking place in it. The other thing, though, the finish line, if you've ever seen the finish at some of the bigger marathons like New York City or Chicago, Hartford's finish looks very, very similar. I wouldn't be surprised if they've actually modeled it after either one of those two marathons. So, again, not a big city, but it's got a real, real big city feel to the marathon, and a super big city feel to the finish. Medals also were pretty darn cool. More information on my blog. The final marathon in my trifecta here, and in my marathon double in particular, was the Newport Marathon in Newport, Rhode Island. Now, I'm just going to go out and say this first off. I have a huge, huge love of beach. So any marathon that lets you run by ocean coastline for mile after mile after mile after mile is number one in my book. They could have sent all the volunteers home, and I still probably would have liked this marathon just for the coastline alone. But they did not send the volunteers home. The volunteers were there in droves. Matter of fact, the volunteers actually dressed up. Don't know this for a fact, but I would not be surprised if there was some sort of a contest for who had the best costumes. I ran by a bunch of folks in togas. There was another place that were all dressed up like cowboys. I got water from Darth Vader and Sherlock Holmes and a host of other characters. Really, really made this marathon fun. And if you're a fan of Runner's World, you already know that the Newport Marathon last year was ranked the number four marathon in the entire United States. So I think I have a small understanding as to why they got that ranking. Really, really fantastic marathon. The other thing about the marathon that I really like, and this is kind of a pet peeve of mine, not every marathon likes to give out sports drinks at the end. They all like to give water, but personally, water really just makes me feel kind of yucky. I'm a heavy sweater, and so I need all the electrolytes I can get into my system, and there aren't any in water. So it's kind of important that I get that, and these guys had, I think it was Gatorade by the pallet load. You could kind of pick up as many Gatorades as you want. The other thing, after this marathon, I wish every marathon would do this. They had just umpteen boxes of pizza. For me, if you have Gatorade and pizza at the end of your event, this is a first-class event as far as I'm concerned. Those are the only two foods that really need to be at the end of every race, whether it be a 5K that's going to serve food, but certainly a 10K or up. You have Gatorade and pizza, I'm good. And they had that in abundance. But also in abundance, they had fantastic fans. You know, just beautiful scenery. You get to run down Ocean Drive and look at all the mansions and kind of wonder how people can actually afford to live in houses like that. But I'm really happy they can because they were fun looking at. But again, a lot more stuff on my blog. So I'll just direct you to that. The one thing I do want to say, though, running two marathons back-to-back really isn't as hard as it sounds. I actually found the second marathon was easier to run than the first one. Not really sure why that is. I was certainly a little bit stiff for the first 5 miles of Newport, having run Hartford the day before. But after 5 miles, my legs kind of loosened up. And I was good the rest of it. The other thing I want to mention, I want to put a huge shout out to this guy, and then somebody, everybody who listens to this podcast knows about. That man is Mr. Jeff Galloway. I did all three of these runs at a run walk. I did Freedom's Run at a 3-to-1 run walk. The girl who was doing the pacing at Hartford had us do a 5-to-1, and then I dialed it back down to a 2-to-1. For Newport, just to make sure that I really did have enough gas to finish, because, you know, speed was really not an issue for me for any of these. It was more of an idea of, can I do so many marathons in such a short period of time? And it's 3 marathons in 16 days. You know, it's not a short amount of running. So I'm here to tell you, though, that if you pace yourself properly, you really can do it. And, again, huge shout out to Jeff Galloway for that one, because you know, I've run marathons straight through before, and that's certainly a lot of fun to say that you've done 26 miles and you basically only stopped a couple of times to make sure you got water at the water stops. But, you know, this is one experience I will never forget, doing marathons back to back. and being able to walk away from them without any kind of a major injury, or a minor injury for that matter. I actually felt very good after Newport. Didn't feel so good after we got back in the car and drove an hour back to our motel, but getting into the car, I felt pretty good. So that's it for this edition here. Well, thanks for listening. I know this has been a little long on the updates, but it is three marathons we're talking about. Thanks again to Kevin for having this podcast. Again, thanks to all of you for listening. And if you want to read more about these events, you can find it at my page, which is Runners Anonymous, which is found at runnersanon.blogspot.com. Until then, thanks a lot. Gotta run.
Hi, Kevin. This is Any Extra Milers. This is David from Potomac, Maryland calling. Just giving a training update. I have my Marine Corps marathon race coming up here with everyone in just a couple of weeks. And probably like everyone else, I'm struggling from trying to taper and trying to rest and wanting to get some extra training miles in and trying to sharpen myself, so to speak. Anyway, this weekend I got in short mile, medium, long run as well. And weather's been great, and we had some rain during the week that made it tough to get some miles in during the week. But here on the weekend, it's nice, it's cool, it's fall-like, the leaves are changing. I've been running in the woods. My training's been going reasonably well. I think like a lot of us, wish I got more miles in, which I was wish I was able to train a little bit more. But I'm injury-free, which is great, and I'll be starting the race with no injuries, no pain in my knees. So I'm really, really looking forward to having a good race. I'm hoping to drop about 10, 15 minutes, get a PR. But I did want to let everybody know that the that anxiety that I'm feeling, that probably everybody's feeling, been able to manage it. I'm getting excited again to run this race. A couple of months ago, I was not excited to run it, but that excitement's coming back. I'm really looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing the Marines out there that put on a great race, that serve our country and make this race something special. Just getting excited for everything again, which is, been positive for me because I was a little down on it a couple of months ago. But the training's going well, and probably the change of weather has had something to do with it. Now that it's a little bit cooler, it's been a little bit more enjoyable to run, and I have been able to get some great runs in, some comfortable runs in, and staying injury-free has definitely made a difference. My fueling's been helping as well. Pre-long runs and during my runs, I've been paying a lot more attention to my fueling, and I think that's made a big, big difference. So my goal this year to drop that time is to manage my fueling, manage my energy, and try to make sure the wall doesn't make a significant impact. I know I'm going to hit the wall there at the bridge at around mile 20, and I'm just hoping it doesn't hit me too hard and I can push through it. And if I manage my fueling and manage my pace in the first half of the race, I think I'll be able to get through that wall without losing too much time and get a PR. Hope everybody else out there is dealing with their tapering issues as well and are getting ready for their marathons this month. And I look forward to seeing people out there. Thanks for putting this together, Kevin. I really appreciate it. I look forward to hearing how everyone else is doing. Enjoy. Bye.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Mike from Virginia Beach with a training update. A little disappointing and a realization that instead of a DNF, I'm not there yet. I went out this past weekend to do a long run in anticipation of the Richmond Marathon. I was supposed to try to get in a 23-mile run, and I couldn't do it. I got out. I did a nice, slow 30-30 pace, and got out to the half marathon mark, did well, got to 14, I was doing well, and at 16, I hit a wall. And as much as I tried to push through it, at about 16 and a half to 16 and three quarter miles, I was just spent. I didn't have it in me. I was absolutely whipped. So much to my disappointment and dismay, I actually had to call my wife and say, can you pick me up? So I guess the lesson learned in all of this is that as much as you might want to, I tried, didn't quite get there, not quite there yet, not giving up, but I missed 2 months of training this summer because I had a bad case of shingles and a horrific case of poison ivy. I wasn't able to do my long runs the way I wanted to, so I think I'm probably just off schedule. So I made a decision after this run that I'm probably not going to do the Richmond Marathon because getting from 16 to 26 in 2 weeks is a bit daunting. So I'm going to reset my sights for another marathon a little bit more down the line. But anyway, I'm still encouraged. I was actually listening to some of you guys talk on the podcast as I was running and feeling very, very motivated, but my body just didn't do it this time. So I'll keep at it and shooting for a little bit later, marathon a little bit later. Lesson learned, however, and I look forward to hearing everybody else's progress reports, and I'll be talking to you guys later.
Hey, all you extra milers, thank you so much. This is Charlie White from Englewood, Colorado. I have a personal blog at www.cewtwo.com. Come and visit me, although I don't post much. Just wanted to say in the last episode, number 89, you were a couple of really inspirational runners. You ladies just fired me up. I don't know what else to say. Thanks for sharing your experiences with your first half marathon. Very interesting. I'm running a half marathon, or at least planning to, the Williams Route 66, November 20th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. If you're going to run that, please let everybody here know so I can actually get with somebody I know down there. The other thing I did was the Fans on the Field here in Denver, Colorado. It's a 10K. So 6.2 miles of visiting all the major sports venues here in the Denver area. So we had Coors Field, where the Rockies play. We had the Pepsi Center, where both the Avalanche and, when they are out of negotiations, the Nuggets. And finally, we ended up on the 50-yard line at Sports Authority Field, where the Broncos play. So it was a really great morning. We got off to a late start due to closures along the way, and it's a very popular run. There were some people who were just running late. It was a great run. Really enjoy that venue more than I do most runs around here. So, but I wanted to say thanks. Thanks for the inspiration, and I'll talk to you next time. See you on the run.
Kevin, good morning. This is David from Potomac, Maryland calling. I have the first part of a two-part submittal race report. It is Sunday morning, 5 o'clock. I'm heading to the Washington, D.C. Metro System to take the train over to the Marine Corps Marathon. Saturday, it was rainy, sleeting, snowing throughout the entire day. The day before the marathon, temperatures were 32 degrees most of the day. And as I'm driving out right now, there's sand and salt on the road. Not icy, but it is a refreshing 31, 32 degrees this morning in the dark. They are projecting the temperatures to get up to about 40 today. I don't think we'll have any heat issues out there today during the race, but it is kind of cold and a little bit intimidating this morning. Training have been going well the last couple of weeks. The taper, I did not have too many problems with my taper, so I'm really excited to get into this race today and see how my training is going to pay off. And I'm hoping I can drop 10 minutes and get my time down to 4:35, 4:40 for my marathon today. That's my goal. That's what I've been training for. So I'm hopeful. Now, I will say, though, with the colder temperatures, it is a little bit intimidating. I have a number of throwaway sweatshirts, throwaway sweatpants that I'm wearing today for the race, but I think I'm ready to go. Have a hat and gloves that I'll be tossing off to the side today as well. But I'm betting once I get to mile 2 or 3, I'll be plenty warm, plenty hot, and I'll be in good shape and good form to run a good time. I am excited. I'm just hoping I can survive the cold for the next hour and a half before we get to the race. But as I said, it's 5 o'clock this morning, and I got a couple hours till the race starts, and still have an hour, hour and a half until the sun comes up. So we have a little while for the race time. But the roads look fine. They're salted, but no ice, no overnight snow. The sky right now is great. It's clear. So we shouldn't have any precipitation today. It was interesting waiting outside to get into the expo yesterday to pick up my bib, pick up some gear. The sleet and the snow are coming down, and everybody's looking at each other, trying to figure out what the heck was going on. Nobody was complaining about the temperatures in August during our training runs and how hot it was and how difficult it was to get our long runs in the 100-degree temperature. But I'm ready. I looked like everybody I met yesterday. They were all ready to have a great race. Also met some guys at the USA booth at the expo, and great, great group of people. I signed up their board, but they were fantastic to talk to. And again, the Marines that were handing out the bid numbers and the shirts, beyond encouraging. They just do a great job pumping everybody up and making everyone excited to run the race. I will talk to you, Kevin, and all the extra milers this afternoon as I get back home on the way back from the race. Bye.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers out there. This is Jim out in Western Loudoun County, Virginia. I wanted to give a quick call with a training update, race report, goal update, if you will. So today is Monday morning, 17th October, driving into work. I did participated in the Hershey Half Marathon yesterday, and it was fantastic. It was a wonderful weekend. The weather was superb, beautiful fall days. Couldn't ask for better weather, to be honest with you. It was slightly breezy every now and then, but you know that helped keep temperatures down a little bit. Kept me cool. Which I realized that I thoroughly enjoy running in the cooler weathers as opposed to the heated weather, or the hot, if you will. The temperature was high 40s, low 50s for most of the race, and my goal for going into it, my time goal, if you will, I try to have you know, at least 3 different time goals. You know, the main goal that I'm going for, knock it out of the park, one that I will live with, and, you know, a backup plan. So my goal was basically to do 2:10. So I positioned myself at the corral, you know, just basically at the back of the 9-minute, front of the 10-minute mile, corral. I figured that was a good spot. They did have pacers, but honestly, when I was out there, I saw them in the corrals, but when I was out running on the course, I didn't see any of them. So, but it was no big deal. I wasn't really worried about trying to keep up with them. So I just wanted to run my own race, run how I felt. I felt good, so I just kept things going. And in wearing my Garmin, I looked at it every now and then, but the only area that I looked at was my pace. I didn't look at my time. I wasn't really focused on my heart rate either. So I just wanted to make sure that I was at you know, whenever I looked down at my Garmin, that I didn't want my pace to be in the tent. I wanted my pace times. And so that was the only number that I was looking at was the per minute. Wasn't looking at the seconds, just focusing on the minute. But if it read 10, then I needed to pick it up just a little bit. So went out there, was feeling great. The smell of chocolate every now and then. Not a big chocolate fan, but you know, it was certainly a different smell out there. Like I said, it was a cool day. There was loads of support, both with the volunteers at the aid station, as well as spectators. Spectators were all over the place. I really thought it was an excellent race for spectators. My wife even commented that when she was going around, that she was able to move mobile enough to get from one spot to the other to be able to see me on the course. Now, we also went to college up there near Hershey as well, so we did, you know, she is a little bit more familiar with a lot of the back roads that maybe some other people might not be. So she really, you know, I really enjoyed having to see her on the course. She had a good time getting from, you know, points to points to see me on the course. And like I said, my goal was to do 210, and I crushed it. I came in at 202, so I was blown away, you know, by my own ability to be able to do that. So I guess the training that I was going through was really working, really clicking, and as far as that's concerned, you know, my ultimate goal was to become a half fanatic, and this was a third race that I was doing within a certain amount of time to get that done. And I had a draft saved. All I had to do was put in this race because I had the other two put in there. I filled out basically everything out. So all that I had to do was just type in the Hershey Half Marathon and the date and press send. I did that. I did get a response. I haven't read it yet. I'm going to do that today. And as far as my training goes from here on out, basically I'm just going to maintain. I don't have anything in the foreseeable near future. The only race that I know that I'm going to be doing is going to be the new rock and roll half marathon in Washington, D.C. It used to be the Nation's marathon and half marathon, but competitor group took it over and they made it a rock and roll event. So I'm definitely going to be doing that. I've already registered for it. So I'm going to hopefully do a turkey trot, some sort of 5K before the year is out, maybe a 10K. Just haven't found one yet. So, but I'll give updates as soon as I find that out. So this is Jim out in Western Loudoun. Hopefully everyone out there is doing well as I am, because I'm, you know, just about up on cloud nine for me. So we'll talk to y'all later. Everyone take care. Bye-bye.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Mike from Virginia Beach calling again with a little bit more reflection about my unsuccessful attempt at doing a 23-mile practice run last Sunday. You know, I just got to thinking a little bit about it. I had a medical episode late summer that pretty much kind of whacked me out of 8 weeks of training. And in thinking about it a little bit more, I think the lesson that I've learned is the importance of really following the training program. And I tried to leapfrog from one point to another over 8 weeks of training, and it kind of just kicked my butt. I'm really disappointed that I'm not there yet, but in reality, I really haven't worked to get there yet. So I'm going to keep at it. I'm going to listen to your new podcast to kind of accelerate folks up to January and see what that entails. But nonetheless, I'm resetting my sights. But I just wanted to stress to everybody my acknowledgement of a duh moment that training is very critical. It's important that we do all the training that we're supposed to, and you really can't take too many shortcuts. It kind of got me weeks later, but nonetheless did get me. I'm still really excited about listening to everybody's progress reports. Love to hear what everybody's doing, and look forward to the next podcast. Take care.
Hey, Extra Milers. This is Katie from South Texas, calling in at 12 days till the first full marathon. San Antonio's coming up quick, and getting anxious, dealing with the tapering, which is something else. It's good for your body so that you're not going into it too tired physically, but I think the anxiety and restlessness start to add up, so we're there. I had a really excellent 5K local race Saturday. I did the Monster Dash again. I had done it last year, and I did it this year. Got first place in my age group, and got a PR. I don't know if any of y'all might remember the spring when I was fighting getting under a 28-minute 5K, and spent well over 6 months working to get to that point. Well, I think May I was able to finally break it, 28 minute 5K, and now I'm at a 26:03 PR for my 5K, which from someone who started out at a 12-minute mile pace, getting into the low eights is fantastic. And I'm really, really excited about that. Really looking forward to the marathon. Don't have a lot of expectations except for hopefully to finish it. Have a lot of fun with a bunch of girlfriends that are running it from this area. And then, hey, take it slow and easy and finish, and then it'll be easy for the next one hopefully to do better. So 9 weeks after that, we'll do the Houston Chevron Marathon. I got lucky enough to get into that one. They do a lottery system. So whereas San Antonio Marathon with the half and the full, they take over 35,000 runners. The Houston Chevron Marathon and half marathon is capped at a total of 24,000. I believe that's because some of the roads and bridges and bypasses that they go on, there's a limited space is what I've heard. I'm not 100% sure why that number's capped at that point, but it is the day after the U.S. Olympic trials here in Houston area. So it's going to be a very, very busy weekend, January 14th and 15th in the Houston Metroplex. So I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully the weather's good. And just tell everybody that y'all keep y'all's run going and run hard, run fast. And I'm looking forward to listening to the next podcast. Thanks.
Well, Kevin, and all you extra milers out there listening, this is David from Potomac, Maryland, calling back. It is now Sunday afternoon. I just wrapped up the Marine Corps Marathon. Turned out to be a pretty good day. Turned out to be a cold day, but a good day. Lots of sun, no clouds. It was pretty cold at the start of the race, and it warmed up, but it did not warm up a heck of a lot. It did get in the upper 40s, if not even 50. The race was great, like it always is. The Marines just do a phenomenal job. It is always cool when they fly those jets in overhead just before the start. They flew in two Ospreys right at the start of the race. They then fire that cannon to start the race off. It's just awesome. I was having a good day at the race. I felt this year I did a better job with nourishment than I had in the past. I was eating rice every day this week, and I loaded up on carbs a little more than I used to, and I was a little more generous in my carbs than I have been in the past. And I was feeling really good when I bumped into my family again. I saw them a couple times on the course. At mile 19, Saw them again. Even my kids commented that I don't look as bad as I usually do. And I was on pace to get a PR to drop about 10, 15 minutes. And then for those who've run the Marine Corps before, I got to the bridge, and I guess I was feeling a little cocky. I was getting on the bridge. I was feeling strong. I was doing well. I was trying to manage my pace. I wasn't pushing it. I knew I had 6 miles, 5 miles still to go, so I was managing my pace, but I was on track to get my PR. And then right around mile 22, towards the end of that bridge, the same thing that's happened to me every other year happened. I suddenly can't decide if I want to toss my cookies or I want to pass out. So I had to walk for a while. I get off the bridge. I get some water and Gatorade in me to have something to eat. And I'm feeling right as rain again. Ran through mile 23, and then just the hip pain came. Pain in my my quads came, and I was probably running. Running a couple of tenths of a mile and then walking about 2-3 tenths of a mile. And I'm just running and walking the rest of the way to finish. But overall, it was a great, great race. Ran the time that I've ran the past couple of years. I'll see what my official time is here in a day or so, but my watch time, I believe, was a 4:55. And I was hoping to break 4:45, but overall it was a, wonderful day. I actually saw a couple people out there I knew. All the runners had a great time, and the crowds that are out there were just phenomenal. It was a blast. Great, great race. Right now, I'm pretty sure I don't want to run it again next year, and I'm sure come January, I can't wait to sign up again and run it again next year. Hope all you extra milers are getting your races in this fall race season, and I look forward to hearing how everyone else has been doing. Talk with you later. Bye.
There you go, episode 90 of the Extra Mile Podcast. I have got one more submission that I'm going to play before we get out of here. But before I do, I would like to remind you all that Jeff Galloway and I are starting a brand new podcast that will be known as the Extra Mile Podcast to Finish Breast Cancer. And we will be the official podcast of the National Marathon to Finish Breast Cancer in Jacksonville, Florida in February. Affectionately known as the 26.2 with Donna. I would appreciate any of your support. We'll be raising some funds for that great cause over at theextramile262.com. And I'd love your participation in that podcast and that very amazing race as well. So we're on iTunes, check us out, and please join that community as well. Well, like I said, I've got one more submission for today's episode as a follow-up to the ending of episode 89 of this podcast. I decided I would play this one to finish the podcast, and since there's absolutely nothing I can add that would improve on the message that this caller has for all of you, I will do the smart thing and simply say thanks for joining us today, and you all enjoy your extra mile.
Good morning, Extra Mile podcasters. This is Barry from suburban Baltimore. And if my voice sounds a little subdued this morning, that's because I feel rather subdued this morning. Today is Monday, October the 10th, the day after the Steamtown Marathon. And I'm recording this on my drive home after the race. And I just had to say, give a shout out to Kevin. Kevin, I really appreciated the comments at the end of the last podcast. And for those of you who don't know, when Kevin was talking about his friend who lost his wife, Kevin was talking about me. As I lost my Doris last month at the age of 45. And I came to Steamtown to run in memory of her and to spend time with the virtual community made real. And I got to meet Jim from Maine and Scott from Lancaster, PA, and their wives, and overall had a really nice weekend. So I'm not going to get into a big race report. I'll just say that I did not have a very aggressive goal because my training for the last couple of months has been lacking for obvious reasons. And I sort of just took the attitude that I had paid for the race and reserved a place to stay that was not going to be refundable, if you will. And I sort of said, you pay your money, you take your chances, and I'll come up and do this. My goal for the race was a 4:15. I'm happy to say I came in just under 4:15 in a hot, steamy day in Steamtown, the hottest day they've ever had for this race. And Kevin, I listened at your suggestion to the podcast during the run yesterday, and I managed to time it just about right because your final piece was on as I crossed the finish line. And thank you. It was rough to cross the line and not have Doris there waiting for me, but knowing that we've got this community writ large that develops into real personal friendships was very, very meaningful to me. So thank you, Extra Mile podcasters. Keep the podcast coming, and that's all I got for today. This is Barry from suburban Baltimore. Out.